be given sworn testimony. All comments and questions must be directed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. We're going to limit everybody to 5 minutes unless the board grants more. BOA bylaws. To hear and decide appeals, which it is claimed that there has been an error in any law regarding any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official while enforcing county zoning regulations. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, or those that it's required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission. To authorize a variance from strict zoning regulations in cases where a specific property faces unique challenges such as unusual narrowness, shallowness, shape, topography, or exceptional conditions. This is only allowed if the strict application of the regulation would cause significant and demonstrable hardship to the property owner, depriving them of unreasonable use of their property, as opposed to merely granting a privilege. Any relief granted must not harm the public good or undermine the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zoning plan and regulations.
All right. Thank you, Cody. With our review and action board, have you had an opportunity to look at your September 24th meeting minutes? And if so, do we have a motion on those?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
No. I can't. I wasn't here.
I would second that.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I have to abstain.
All right. All right. Now we're going to swear in the board members and speakers for tonight. So if you plan to speak tonight, could you please rise and raise your right hand?
I'm sorry, Trent. Go ahead. I was caught in the air in the minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Do you promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thank you.
Chairman, I'm sorry. Can we go back to the motion we just made to approve those minutes? I am seeing that David Hurd was not present, but it shows in the review and action that Vice Chairman David Hurd swore everyone in to speak. That is a conflict. I believe it was the chairman that swore everyone in last meeting, not the vice chair. So I think we just need to. I would move strike. To amend or change that last vote
here. Yeah, I would do that ready. Too. Okay.
And see, he's not present.
Who did? Trying to believe it was you that swore everyone in last meeting, right?
It was definitely me.
Yeah. I think we just have to change that out. So I would move to approve the minutes with that one change. Amend our last motion to say we'll approve the minutes with the one change that wasn't Mr. Hurd that was here.
Okay. Oh, you were saying.
That was my motion. I need a second.
Oh,
second? I'll second that.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Sorry, I was still reading, so I was processing.
I'm going to have to let you review the packets from now on.
Yeah. All right.
I did read it.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught that. All right, so we're going to move forward with the public hearing with 2025-015V with the Tri-Sons Holdings, LLC.
I would like to request, see if the board would allow to kick back to the end of the meeting and see if Mr. Matthews shows up.
Okay, we shall do so. All right. We'll move on then to 2025-016V, VIP Homes, LLC.
Okay. Once again, case number 2025-016V project. It's a variance for a front property setback line. Property owner is VIP Homes, LLC. Representative is Vincent Lopez. Subject property is at 1125 Skyview Drive, Branson, Missouri. Branson Township, Section 15, Township 22, Range 22. The request, VIP Homes, LLC, seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 010.020, R1 Density and Dimensional Standards of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. The applicant is seeking a 16-foot front property line setback, 9 feet less than the required 25 feet, allowed for the construction of a single-family home, 16 feet from the front property line. Okay. According to the assessor's information, the lot's 100 by 125. It's lot number 122. Water is provided by American Water, and wastewater is on-site septic. So with that, I'll start this little presentation here. Okay, so here's the dam, everybody, and Skyline is kind of shooting up over the hill there, so if you come back on 165, that's the way to get to it over there. It's on the west side of the county. A little closer, it's kind of at the peak of the hill, at the top flat part that goes across it. I know the map here shows nothing on the property, but I got some pictures of it, a more recent picture. A little closer, R1 zoning. Kind of drew this in to give you an idea of what they're looking at. 18 feet from the property line, and I determined that off the power pole, which is usually in the right-of-way. So it's kind of, and I lined up everything, all the utilities along that corridor. Picture of the footer that's been poured and the foundations. Side view, this is looking to the north. And looking to the south. They submitted this drawing. They submitted a whole packet. I pulled this out of it. It's a drawing of the house. So with that, you guys might be asking, why are we asking for a variance on something already put? Well, they started building for days, came to our office and got a building permit. So that's why they got in this mess. And with that, I'll bring up the applicant to speak. You guys want to come up and speak?
Hello, everybody. How are you today?
Good.
I will translate for him. He doesn't speak English very well.
Okay. Okay. If you could state both of your names, please.
Me or he?
Both.
Me is Vicente Lopez.
Okay.
Vicente Gutierrez.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. We do the house like that because we thought do it on the same side to the neighbor house. So that's why we do it like that.
Okay. Is that I'm trying to remember the lay of that land. It seems like it's a steep drop-off behind there. Is that right?
I have grabbed the wrong one. Hold on. Yes, it does drop off. Let me go back and grab some contours here or something.
I think it drops off kind of like a walkout basement type.
Well, it's designed for a walkout
basement. It's not really bad, but it is definitely a walk-off basement area. As far as I can pull into it. Can you guys see the increments there? They're 2 feet.
Cody, the other two houses just non-conforming?
They were built before the setback requirements by Cheney County. So they're legal non-conforming uses.
And it does look like they're in line. Like they said, they're in line with the other houses.
They are. Let me go back and try to grab that. Could have probably done a little better job of lining up, but kind of gives you an idea. Of course, they're going to kick out a little further with their eaves and everything. That's the garage there. So. You guys are builders. How much are you going to kick out? A foot?
More than that.
16 inches.
16?
Yeah. 16 to 18 inches. We see the other picture there that showed the foundation.
The
back up a picture.
Yeah, back up a picture. Is this section right here can you indicate where the front porch is, or is this as far as it's going to stick out, or will a porch stick out any further than what's?
I think it's going to come out a little further, but not as far as the
Not as far as the garage.
Okay.
So the garage is the furthest part, or closest part to the garage.
That's what I measured off of, and I added a foot on, so I might be off 6 inches. You guys want to grant that differently?
Depends on the width of the soffit.
Right.
So at this point, all we're out of whack on probably is the garage.
Well, they're asking for 9 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the offset in the garage?
It looks like about 5 foot.
Do you have that in your packet? I think we...
I don't have that.
There's no plan set? I thought Amber put that in the packet. Here, let me look in here, guys. Might have the actual blueprints here.
These guys might know it. Do you know the dimension between the garage and the front porch?
What is that offset right there?
The garage got 20 by 22, sir.
Well, the...
How much difference between the front of the garage and the front of the house? What is that difference? 2 feet?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's probably got some dimensions on it there. You can pull something off there.
I can't see that.
I just received these today, so I didn't have these to look at, guys.
3 foot, 4 inches.
Is all it is.
Doesn't look like it's very far, so...
You measured it being 18 foot.
So it is 21 roughly.
That's 5 foot.
Actually, yeah, that's right. 42 inches.
Can you go back to that one that had the red box showing the layout? Where was that?
On my presentation?
Yeah, on your presentation.
I just rubbed that in.
So the garage is actually going to be 18. The rest of it's going to be more like 21.
Mm-hmm.
How's the side setback? Is the side setback okay?
We think so, yeah. It looked pretty good. I mean, I don't have survey markers out there, but yeah, I think they got their 7. So. Gives you a little different view of it.
Yeah.
It's not as much as, didn't kick out as much as I think it might look on that side shot.
Is it very square with the other houses?
It really is. It's
okay.
Did some housekeeping on their mud poured out on the driveway.
All right. Do you guys have any other questions for them?
Board one. Yeah. Whenever this says owner signature for conditional use permit applicants only, is this, do we know if this is to be a nightly rental or a...
When he was submitting the application, there were with me, he had sent it to me, and at first he had marked the wrong one, and I told him, you need to mark this one.
Okay.
So that's probably what that is.
Okay. So it'll remain R1 then.
It's never been identified.
All right, so it's not, the only reason I was asking is if, you know, if we're looking at a number of vehicles.